You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded 113 coronavirus cases and 12 deaths in the past 24 hours to Friday morning. The daily number matches Thursday's tally of 113 new infections. The state's death toll now sits at 497, and it's likely to pass 500 this weekend. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says while the number of active aged care outbreaks has fallen, the clusters are still driving a significant proportion of daily numbers. Professor Sutton added he's encouraged by the declining trend in new infections, with daily new case numbers likely to fall back into the double digits over the coming days.
There's no question we're doing it tough, but there's also no question that numbers continue to decrease. In regional Victoria in particular, it's very much on track. In Metro Melbourne, it's also pretty clear that we're at half the level of active cases than we were a couple of weeks ago. So it's also very much on track. The pressures on the health system are also going in the right direction. So the number of people in intensive care, those who are ventilated and those who are hospitalised, remain pretty stable and slowly decreasing.
New South Wales has 13 new cases of coronavirus, with one case in hotel quarantine and 12 due to community transmission. There are now 14 infections linked to the gym at City Tattersalls Club, and more cases are likely when health authorities provide an update tomorrow. Authorities are also warning people in New South Wales to remain COVID safe if they're out in warm weather, with a temperature expected to reach 25 degrees on Sunday. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is also urging people, especially those in Western Sydney, to get tested if they have symptoms.
It's really important for people to get tested the day they get a symptom, not 2 or 3 days afterwards, which is what we're finding. So it's really important to get tested as soon as you feel the mildest of symptoms, because then you will be unintentionally infecting so many other people by continuing to operate in the community as normal. So we're really urging people, in particular in southwestern Sydney and Western Sydney, given the number of cases that are accumulating every week from unknown sources, and given the fact that we would like to see per population a higher rate of testing from that community than other parts of the state.
Queensland's Schoolies Week on the Gold Coast will go ahead this year, but without any mass gatherings such as concerts. The annual event attracts final year high school students celebrating the end of school. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says it's been classified as a high risk event, which means it can't proceed as normal.
That means that organised events will be cancelled, gathering limits will apply. Gathering limits will apply to beaches, to streets, to apartments. Apartment complexes will be required to keep registers of guests to allow for contact tracing. I know that means that a lot of young people will have been looking forward to a Schoolies Festival, like other young people have had the chance to have, but like everything else this year, Schoolies will be very, very different.
And Queensland has acquired 3 new COVID-19 cases and has decided to extend restrictions on gatherings to the Gold Coast. It includes limited gatherings in homes and outdoors to a maximum of 10 people. Tasmania is extending its state of emergency for another 2 months until the end of October. The island state only has one active coronavirus case, but the Premier wants time to review the risk posed by other jurisdictions such as Victoria. Meanwhile, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Nick Coatsworth, says he agrees there is no concept of zero risk when it comes to COVID until a vaccine is found.
I think it's not simply me agreeing with the Prime Minister. I think every chief health officer agrees with that as well. I mean, nobody seriously thinks that there's zero risk. And indeed, we also need to see how safe and effective a vaccine actually is before we know what that impact is. So I do think we're all firmly on the same page there.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.